Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Sexton. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Bosetti. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tom Underwood. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Money. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay takes first base on ball four. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. McKay moves to second. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton takes first base on ball four. McKay moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McClure. McKay scores. Phillips moves to third. Sexton moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Brewers, 1. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sexton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sexton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Heath reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McKay hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sexton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Bossetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bossetti moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClure fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McClure. Bossetti scores. Henderson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heath is walked intentionally. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Henderson scores. Heath moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rudy. Yount reaches second base with a double. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-1 in the game. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Phillips fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sexton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brouwhart. Heath reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brouwhart. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Brouwhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. Mark Brouwhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Brouwhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKay reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing second base. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sexton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor bunts in front of the plate. Heath fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sexton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bossetti hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 4 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Rudy moves to second. It's 7-1, Athletics. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rudy moves to third. Newman moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Easterly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.